Background checks are currently mandated for sales handled by licensed gun dealers. The 5446 defeat of the provision to expand background checks was denounced by President Obama, who said opponents, quote, caved to the pressure, unquote, of special interests. Gun Sense Vermont lead organizer Ann Braden watched the live Senate vote.
It was just unbelievable to think that they could vote against such common sense measures, something that would help guns stay just in the hands of responsible gun owners and something that their constituents clearly support, and that they can do it with the families of Sandy Hook Elementary watching from the gallery. I just don't know how they can look themselves in the mirror.
Democracy for America was founded by former Vermont Governor Howard Dean and is based in South Burlington. Following the Senate's defeat of the Manchin-Toomey Amendment, DFA spokesman Neil Sirocca railed against what he calls spineless Democrats who aided the failure.
Yesterday's vote was positively shameful. The fact that Democrats, in particular, were too cowardly to get on the right side of what is a 90-10 issue, like universal background checks, is just appalling. And those folks better believe that progressives are going to remember that spinelessness on gun violence prevention, and come re-election time, that's going to matter.
The conservative Ethan Allen Institute promotes Second Amendment rights. Vice President John McClory says none of the measures the Senate considered had any real possibility of preventing another tragedy.
There was Newtown leading up to this vote, but the actual measures before the Senate were the same old gun control measures from the Clinton administration. After 10 years of the so-called assault rifle ban, the government's own studies showed that it had no effect whatsoever on crime. As for the expanded background checks, there was no real way to weed out dangerous people from buying guns unless you're prepared to deal with people with some kind of evident mental illness. And frankly, we don't know how to do that.
The Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs is the state association for the NRA. Vice President Evan Hughes says people want simple solutions to a complex problem.
The basic thing comes down to that criminals don't obey laws. They're going to get their firearms one way or another. These type of expanded efforts, just there's something else that they have to get around. Criminals will always get their firearms.
Ann Braden says any gun control effort must now be done on a state-by-state basis.
The 50-state solution would have been fabulous because there's so much that you can do at the federal level that you can't do at the state level, but it has to go just one state at a time. And at some point, maybe that will give the senators the nerve to actually act on this issue in a way that pushes it forward. But now there is no federal solution. It has to come from the states.
The Senate also defeated a ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines and a measure that would loosen restrictions on concealed weapons carried across state lines. The president and reform advocates, including Sandy Hook parents, vowed that the fight had only begun. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.